You are listening to Bicycle Retail Radio, brought to you by the National Bicycle Dealers Association.
Before we begin with the podcast, the NBDA would like to offer a sincere note of thanks to association member Bike Flights for their continued support of the NBDA and retailers at large. BikeFlights.com is a bicycle shipping service and a supplier of bike shipping boxes offering low costs, excellent service, and on-time delivery. Since 2009, Bike Flights has made it easy for more than a million people, including individuals, bike shops, events, and cycling industry businesses, to ship bikes, wheels, and gear with confidence. They've been working to get more people on bikes, plus have been advocating for safer roads and more and better trails to ride, race, and explore. Bike Flights is a company that's committed to sustainability. Learn more at BikeFlights.com.
Welcome to another episode of Bicycle Retail Radio, produced by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. This is NBDA President Heather Mason. Specialty bicycle retailers are the heart of the cycling industry. And since 1946, the NBDA has existed to strengthen these businesses through education, research, communication, and advocacy. When we create thriving bicycle retailers, the industry and the cycling community follows. Our focus is on creating activities and programming to enhance your business, adding to your long-term profitability and success. The NBDA is a nonprofit supported by the membership of participating retailers and industry partners. If you're not already a member, you can learn more and join online at nbda.com. Today's guest is Robert Dennis, National Sales Manager, Okai Bicycles. Okai has a rich tradition of delivering top-notch micro-mobility solutions with a multinational team carrying more than a decade experience serving the industry. Thanks to exceptional capabilities in designing, R&D, manufacturing, quality assurance, testing, and customer service, Okai has built a commanding market presence in Europe and North America as one of the world's largest e-scooter and e-bike manufacturers. Okai is dedicated to solving the first and last mile transportation gap with high quality, high performance electric bikes and scooters acknowledged as best in their industry, also with the important safety certifications. Listen in as we get to know Robert, the brand, and discover all the ways Okai is working to wow your customers with sleek design, durable quality, and affordable price. An NBDA member who recently joined us at the Big Gear Show, welcome Robert to Bicycle Retail Radio. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. Okai is really excited to be part of NBDA. And like you mentioned, I personally firmly believe that IBD is the heart of the bicycle industry. And so, like I said, we're super excited to be part of it.
It was great to meet Ruth and the team at the Big Gear Show. And we actually got to ride the bikes on the demo events there. Several retailers really impressed with the bikes. So I think having you on the show is a little bit overdue. So my apologies. But I always prepare, as our listeners know, I did a little research on you. I went to your LinkedIn. I mean, you have an impressive background in the industry, like 10 plus years, right?
Yeah, it's been about a decade in IBD and 8 years specifically for e-bikes. So I'm a bike geek at heart. You know, I'm the guy that believes the right number of bikes to have is N plus one.
At the Big Gear Show, I just remember just seeing you always with a smile on your face, always chatting it up. How was the response from retailers at the show?
That show was really our coming out party for IBD. I've been with Okai since April and been into a lot of shops, capitalizing on my relationships that I've already built in the industry. The overwhelming sentiment that I got from the IBD channel is, yeah, well, who are you guys? And are you guys going to still be here a year from now? And so I think by us showing up at Big Gear Show, it put a lot of those concerns to rest.
I have to be honest, when I was first introduced to the brand, I was like, who is this brand? And then I was talking with Ruth, you know, and the rest of the team, and they're like, oh no, we've been around for years. We are a leading micromobility player. And yeah. And then I got to know you and I was like, wow, this company has a rich history. And the bikes, I mean, I test rode a couple of your bikes, proved it. But how do you get connected with Okai?
So funny story. I was out of the industry doing something else, really pandemic related. It was pandemic related that I was out of the industry. I was working on a project, believe it or not, for a toy company that was getting into micromobility. And the project was just about to launch when, you know, the world shut down. And so I found myself, like many other people around the world, without employment in March of 2020. I was doing something else outside the industry. And then I had a gnarly bike crash in August of 2021. Through my recovery from that, I was like, you know what? I really do miss this industry. I want to get back in it. And I was just lucky enough that a recruiter contacted me early this spring about, you know, getting back into the industry. And I was paired with Okai and everything fit. And here I am.
What an awesome story. I'm sorry about the crash. Hopefully you're okay and still riding.
Still riding. When I was still on the pavement, I knew I was going to get better and get back on the bike. So being afraid to get back on the bike was never part of it. As a matter of fact, the injuries were severe enough that I was riding on my turbo trainer before I could actually walk.
Oh my. Robert, that's intense. Well, I'm glad that your recovery is going well. And sometimes things happen and they lead us to the right direction, you know? Like, so getting connected with Okai and meeting the team and your role as national sales manager, like, how has that process been? And like, what's your responsibility right now, really connecting with retailers?
I'm basically our IBD guy. We have other channels that we're in, especially on the scooter side, but I lead the IBD project. The execs at Okai, they've grown to trust me in my short time there that I do know what I'm talking about with the bicycle industry in the US. And so we've really started to see nice growth, nice expansion into different regions in the US. And I go back to the Big Gear Show. That was pivotal for us to be there and be seen by so many dealers throughout the country.
Did you end up connecting with some new dealers that did bring in product since then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we hired a sales rep team to help us on the East Coast. It was a super helpful show. You know, a lot of people were concerned initially that there weren't as many touches as like you might see in a consumer show. Mm-hmm. But I was adamant conveying to our executive team that even though we're having not so many touches, these are the touches we want. They're very quality touches. And like I said, it was just a pivotal moment for us in our growth and our entrance into the IBD channel.
Yeah. Like I took a test ride with Ruth. Like we went up the big mountain. I mean, the bike, and we swapped bikes and the bikes were just so smooth. I mean, you were out there, I think, with us too, Robert.
Yeah. Yep. I was on both demo rides. It was super cool. You know, especially for that terrain that we were in out in Utah, our fat tire bike, the Ranger, that's kind of more apropos for that terrain. But our commuter, the Stride, was doing just fine as well. Like you said, you were on both bikes. I rode both bikes. It was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, they say if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. That whole week in Utah, I wasn't working. I was out there having fun.
Yeah. For our listeners, it's Okai. So OKAI.co. That's the website, OKAI.co. And Robert, we've talked a little bit about Okai being a new brand to consumers and IBDs, I'd say in North America, but it's not a new company or manufacturer. Can you tell us a little bit more about the history so we can get caught up, please?
Sure. Yeah. The company launched back in 2011 and mostly did micromobility solutions for shared ride in Asia and then in Europe. And then 2018 started manufacturing shared ride product here in North America as well. And then just launched to consumer in 2021. So to consumers, yeah, very, very new brand, but micromobility and shared ride stuff over a decade. So they've been around. And like you mentioned in the open, one of the largest manufacturers for micromobility in the world.
Wow. And impressive enough, as I've been doing my research, you know, holding all the certifications, the safety things that we've been talking about with the UL and really leading the industry and like design, it seems like there's some really like forward thinking things happening.
Yes. You know, on batteries, we all know that the e-bike industry and e-scooter industry has had some mishaps with batteries. Our batteries are proprietary. We use cells from the major three, the LG, the Samsung, the Panasonic, but our actual design is proprietary. And in 17 years of manufacturing batteries, there's never been a single incident with battery safety.
Yeah, yeah. That is one thing as I've been doing my research, that if you use the cells from one of those major three, like you're stating, the risk of something happening does go way down. And that's really important. I mean, there's so many players. Like you said, you launched to consumers in 2021. I feel like a lot of e-bike brands did at that point. And we've seen the boom in e-scooters as well. But you know, if we can just boil it down, what makes Okai stand out, Robert? Like, what is the leading traits?
So I'm going to point to our heritage in shared ride. If you've ever been in a major city and used a shared ride scooter or a shared ride bike, you know, they take a lot of abuse, so they have to be durable. And so we've brought that durability into our consumer products as well. You mentioned that you rode the bikes in Utah. They're sturdy bikes. You really have to do damage to them on purpose for them to have any kind of damage. So I just think that durability and that heritage and that track record of reliability over a decade, I think that's really going to set us apart as we go out into the consumer market.
Yeah. And the other thing too, you know, for me, having conversations with retailers all the time, the scooter space seems really interesting, but it's a little bit scary to retailers because there are so many scooters that are on the market that are getting a really bad, giving, I guess, our industry a bad rap. Do you have retailers, the retailers that you're working with now, do you see some retailers interested in the scooter space as well?
Yes, particularly in the metro areas. You know, like I'm in Los Angeles. There's a retailer downtown Los Angeles that they brought our scooters in before they brought our bikes in. So, and then a couple sprinkled in with, again, major cities, or they're near a metro hub, but you know, a public transportation hub. They're very interested in the scooters as well as the bikes.
Yeah, I would think that high quality scooters could definitely have a place in the IBD, but just making sure that we're, like I said, getting ones with the reliable batteries and seats and different features that are important. So you said you're in Los Angeles. Is that where the company is based?
The company US headquarters is in Pomona, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. It's in Los Angeles County. And we have our own warehouse and after sales team, both on the tech side and the customer service side. That's all based in the Los Angeles area, yes.
Fantastic. So do you have to commute to the office? Are you able to work from home, or it's kind of mixed?
Kind of a hybrid of both. It's not a terrible commute because, as we know, Los Angeles has notorious traffic. Fortunately for me, both directions, I'm going against the major traffic flow. So it's not terrible. I love being out meeting the dealers, even though, you know, I'm the sales manager. I'm still a pound the bricks rep at heart. And so I like to get out and meet with our dealers as well.
Yeah. So I have a history of being a national sales manager. And that's what I loved. I loved going into the stores and working with the retailers. I felt like it helped grow the brand. And especially with like a newer consumer facing brand, it probably really makes a difference, right? To get in there.
It does. Like I said earlier, I just touched on it, but this for me is huge. As a sales guy, I'm all about the relationships. I don't want to sell you three bikes today and then not hear from you for, you know, ever maybe. I want to sell you three bikes today, three bikes in 2 weeks, you know, 20 bikes on your spring pre-order. I want us to work together. I want it to be a partnership. That's how I work as a sales guy.
Yeah, that's really refreshing to hear. But you mentioned you connected with a team at the Big Gear Show for the East Coast. So are you looking to bring on sales reps, or is that your end goal to fill out?
Yes. Yes. We need reps, particularly in the South and the Midwest, and especially, I'm like, if you're listening and you're in NorCal, give me a call. I need some help in NorCal.
NorCal is a hard area, notoriously. All right, well, I guess we should jump over to the product line. You mentioned the Ranger and the Stride just a little bit. Is it possible for you to describe to our listeners, you know, what your current product line looks like?
So the current product line is, in the bike side, it's basically two models. Each either has or will have two colorways available. The first is Stride. To be honest, I thought Ranger would outperform Stride when we started getting into the IBD market. And I've been wrong on that. Stride has outperformed. And I think it's just because it's more versatile than maybe Ranger is. Although Ranger is, I don't know, I use it around here in Los Angeles all the time. So Stride is our step-through commuter model. 500 watt Bafang motor, range up to 40 miles. Three pedal assist modes, throttle if you need it, a walk mode if you need it, you know, Shimano componentry, 7-speed. It's got all you need. It can be fitted with a basket and a rear rack for those that are really commuting or using it as a vehicle. It's super versatile. I love the bike. Top speed of 28 miles an hour on pedal assist after a speed unlock with the app. Otherwise, it's capped at 20, and you can only do 20 on the throttle. So it's a class two. That comes in two colorways that are both available now. It's Arctic White and Desert Sand.
Such a sharp looking bike. I think Ruth was going up the hill on that one, and then we swapped over. The MSRP on that is pretty aggressive too. What is it, $1,600 or $1,599?
$1,599. And for our dealers that are listening, your margins will be really nice. You'll be surprised about the margins on these. So we won't get into that obviously on here. But again, if you are interested in nice margins on a $1,600 e-bike, give me a call.
And so I love also the fat tire e-bike. I mean, this thing looks sweet. It looks like, I mean, it's ready. It's built for action, like all terrain. Like, it looks really nice.
It's a tank. It really is. It's so much fun. When we were in Utah, I did a photo shoot for our company on the ski slopes at Park City Resort. and it was going up the ski slopes with no problem. It's got a 750 watt Bafang motor with peak up to 1,000. It will do 28 miles an hour also if you unlock the speed app, but it gets there quick. It's so powerful, and it will go over any terrain. Dirt, grass, concrete, gravel, whatever. It will be great on snow. I've used it on the beaches here in Southern California. It's fine on the sand. It is, like you said, it's an all-terrain bike. It's so much fun.
I know. I didn't want to give it away, but I did because I don't think we were supposed to be on the trails at the Big Gear Show. But yeah, this bike is fun. So, Robert, I noticed on the website, okai.co, it mentions the global app that acts as a personal biking assistant. So this is an app on your phone that helps you. Explain this to me a little bit because I wasn't perfectly clear about it.
So it's really cool. No matter what vehicle you have from Okai, or in my case, since you know I have samples, I have several that are paired to me. You can run diagnostics on your scooter or your bike. You can adjust the pedal assist on your bike. On the Ranger, it has ambient lights on the frame. You can adjust the color of your ambient lighting on your frame. You can turn the headlight on and off through the app. And also, you can unlock the speed governor, which caps top speed on both vehicles at 20. Even on the pedal assist, you can unlock that governor, and this way you can reach 28 with the pedal assist. It's super intuitive. It's easy to use. Yeah, I mean, it really personalizes that bike or that scooter to you.
Yeah, it seems pretty neat. It must be cool to have all these demo bikes. Like, all right, so the scooter, I was looking at the EA10 e-scooter with the saddle on it. This looks really sick. Is this fun or what?
So I have to be completely candid here. When I was interviewing with Okai to join their team and I saw that scooter, I thought, oh, this is great. They have, you know, something for maybe elderly folks or people like me a year ago where I was mobility compromised.
Have you heard of P2 groups and wondered what they are? P2 stands for the Profitability Project. And while profitability is at the focus of everything we do so much more. P2 group members share their expertise and their insights. They ask questions and they exchange resources to make sure every member is profitable and successful in every aspect of bike shop ownership. Reach out today so we can tell you more.
But that thing is a beast. It does 18 miles an hour. It's fun. And the range on it's like 40 miles. So super fun and very versatile. And again, somebody that maybe is a little bit weary on their balance or whatever, they have a seat that they can sit down and drive it like a golf cart, basically.
I know. It looks like a cool Vespa retro style. I'm like, I want one. Robert, you're going to be getting an email from me after. This is so cool.
We do have an industry program, so.
I love it. How has things been with COVID and supply? And have you had any industry or inventory issues? Or?
So Okai really did this correctly in that they made sure they had the product on shore before they launched. Mm. We have had no supply issues whatsoever. Even when Shanghai port was locked down, we were still getting our deliveries. So, you know, knock on skull here, we have had zero problems with supply chain thus far. And I was in our warehouse yesterday. Our warehouse is full. So if you need product, we've got product.
Oh, that's fabulous to hear. So, okay, so let's talk about the IBD footprint. How is it shaping up? I mean, since you came on in April, are you currently adding more retailers? You know, online it says like excellent margins, marketing program, demo bikes. Like, how is this relationship going?
It's really starting to take off. It took a few, I'd say like 90 days. It took a full 90 days for it to really get going. And again, for dealers to trust us. And we're not new. We may be new to this space, but we're not new. And that our products are reliable and, you know, that we'll be around 5 years from now. That's finally, we're gaining that trust. Fortunately for me, I had previous relationships built up in this industry. So even as we were getting out of the blocks, so to speak, I was able to get us a small footprint in IBD, especially out here in Southern California, but it's really grown since the show in August. And, you know, I would say now that we have a dealer, no matter what region you might be in the US, we have a dealer somewhere that you could get your bike or your scooter.
That's excellent. Yeah. I see right on the website, it's become a retailer. There's a form there. Does that go directly to you, Robert?
It goes to our marketing team and eventually gets to me. We are adding dealers. If you are interested, reach out to us. We'll explain the margins, the programs. We'll get you some demo product so you can test it yourself. There's a really large bicycle retailer on the East Coast right now that's testing our products that will really be helped when they join us. So I'm looking forward to that. Our rep team on the East Coast added a really nice several dealers already. So our footprint is growing on the East Coast. And yeah, we're looking forward dealers all across the US. So if you're interested, your margins from some of your current suppliers aren't that great, or you're not able to get product from some of your current suppliers, those are not issues for us. We're going to help you out with that. And we'll get you bikes. We'll get you nice profit margins so you can keep the lights on and keep your employees paid.
Right. Yeah. I imagine it must be like a little challenging to bring a brand that I would say most retailers haven't heard of, right? So what questions are you getting most often? Is it on warranty or small parts, or what seems to be the points that retailers ask you most about?
Warranty, labor for warranty repairs, and spare parts availability. All those are a non-factor. We have spare parts for our bikes in our warehouse. They're in stock. We have a great tech support team on staff. And then we do have a reimbursement program for labor where it comes to warranty repairs. So those issues are non-issues. It really is just getting that, you know, I'm comfortable with brand X, but now these Okai guys are here and, you know, they have better supply and they give us a slightly better margin. I just have to make that leap to trust them.
Right. It is trust and it's built on relationships. And yeah, it's so refreshing to hear that you already have the answers to those tough questions, because those are what I hear retailers wondering about as well. I'm looking at your website. It looks like consumers can purchase online. So like, what is the commitment? Like, why is building an IBD base important to the brand? And, you know, why choose to go both directions? That's a hard question to put you on the spot with, but
it's really not. So e-bikes are big and they're bulky and our bikes come 80% assembled. So even if a consumer wants to buy directly from us, they can. They're probably going to get a better deal at their IBD because the bike's going to already be assembled. Mm. Also, the after-sale service, we need our IBDs to be partners for us when normal repairs need to happen. Somebody gets a flat, they drop their chain. Things that happen when you're out riding that are not a warranty issue, we need our IBD partners to help us care for our consumers when that happens too.
Yeah.
So on the e-bike space especially, we have to have reliable IBD partners. We're going to treat them well. For instance, if there's some kind of company promotion, we mirror that promotion for IBD so that they are still whole.
Nice. That's refreshing. What about 2023? I hate to already be looking forward, but we're so close, right? We're like all now.
Two things that I know are in the pipeline that are really cool. We're going to have a limited edition e-mountain bike. That's Ooh. Just awesome. It's going to have carbon frame, top of the line Shimano Dior XT componentry, 12 speed, 750 watt mid drive motor. So crank bottom bracket motor, basically. That's going to be a limited edition. It's going to be high end. It's a beast and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then there's a dual motor scooter, like an all terrain scooter that's in the works as well for 2023.
That mountain bike sounds dope.
we had a prototype. A kind of a non-working prototype. So it was just really pretty to look at, but it was really cool looking. So when the production model comes out, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. I love it. That's exciting. You know, I always think about brands, e-bike brands that are selling consumer direct as well. And you're probably getting a lot of consumers coming to the website, doing some searches. Is there anything that you're learning from, you know, like what consumers are looking for, like between the Ranger or the Stride? Like, are they clicking more on the fat bike style? Or is there anything that you can learn from the consumers that you're interacting with?
Well, the same as I said about our IBD, that I was a little surprised that the Stride is outperforming the Ranger. I'm not surprised that the Stride is outperforming Ranger on direct sales. And our direct sales are small, if I'm being completely honest, because again, the bikes come 80% assembled and I'm comfortable with that last 20% assembly, but I don't know a lot of folks that would be unless they've built their own bike before. It's not necessarily intuitive that, you know, bolt A goes into part B or, you know, the fender mounts here, things like that. Not only do people maybe not have the capability to do it, even if they have the capability, do they have the time to do it? So with our bikes are performing much, much better at IBD.
Yeah, I noticed that you can book a test ride. So yeah, I hear from retailers, you know, when I ask them, what helps you make the sale on an e-bike? Like, you know, what really helps? And they're always saying the test ride, get the person on the e-bike. And I noticed that for people who are interacting with your brand on your website, they can actually go, and if they're looking for a test ride, they can look at the dealer locator. And that's really awesome. That's what a neat tool that is. So they can kind of choose their own place to test out.
Right, right. And then for our dealers, we have a program for demo bikes that's even more aggressive than our programs for bikes for sale. It's really helpful to the dealer that they have, you know, a demo fleet that you can use to finalize that sale while the customer's in their shop.
Yeah, the test ride, it's like instant joy. You can just see people light up when they get on a bike, for sure. Robert, we talked a little bit, just briefly, on the UL2849, and you mentioned, you know, several years, you've never had an incident. Your thoughts on UL2849, what it means to the company?
Well, again, I talked before about trust, the dealers trusting us. I think that certification and that indemnification for the dealers, I think that helps build their trust in us. And so it's just one more thing that shows that we're doing things the right way.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, you know, on the current state of the industry from the conversations you're having with retailers and just as a national sales manager bringing a new brand to market? How are you feeling about the current landscape?
Well, I think our timing is great. I wish we were 6 months earlier, but our timing is great because the e-bike sector of IBD is taking off. I spoke to a dealer in Park City, and pretty much that's all they sell now is e-bikes. They do have regular road bikes, regular mountain bikes, et cetera, but they're probably 75% of their business is e-bikes. So I think our timing is correct, and we're doing things the right way because the product is strong, the product is durable. And it's just, we're glad to be along for the ride. If there's a good thing about having gas be $6 a gallon here in California, it's I sell e-bikes.
I thought when the gas prices hiked, you know, I was like, all right, everyone's going to be on bikes now. It happened a little bit. I hope it continues to go that direction. You know, we have battery recycling, the call to recycle people for bikes. Is Okai taking part in any battery recycling programs?
We are searching for a partner for that as we speak. Because we're so new, we haven't reached that point of battery recycling yet. We are looking for that partnership, and that will be finalized sometime before the end of this year. So yeah, we're big on that. We, you know, we're very, very environmentally conscious. We want to be good corporate citizens, and that bicycle battery recycling program will happen.
Yeah, that's good to know. It's just such a big part, right? As we continue to thrive. Hey, I've got e-revolution coming up in June. We've got the Cavda shows. You know, we talked about the success at the Big Gear show. Does the brand plan to be at any other shows for 20?
Yes, we will be at all three Cavda shows. That's what I know for now. We are obviously building our 2023 event calendar. We'll probably be at Sea Otter again, and we'll probably do something with Outdoor Retailer. We will be out there. You'll see us around the country at different events for sure.
That's so exciting. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you there too. The Cavda shows are really great. Being regional, they definitely pull in retailers that maybe couldn't travel out to Salt Lake City. So it's nice to see everyone. It's kind of like coming home to each of those locations. So I don't know anything else like about the bicycle industry right now as e-bikes. I mean, it must be just so exciting to be working in a field that is growing, you know, this segment of our industry that is still growing. You know, just for retailers who are listening right now, who are like, checking the website out and like having no idea. Is there anything else you might mention just about being a leading brand emerging into the market right now?
I would just reiterate that our heritage in the shared ride industry taught us to make really durable and reliable products. Yeah, there will be warranty issues because our bikes are made by humans, but they're going to be few and far between. Your customers are going to be happy. The bikes are super reliable. The batteries are easy to swap out if you need to swap them out. When that time comes that the battery life is over, we have extra batteries, we have spare parts. So I would just say, if you're a retailer out there, give us a shot. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. So Robert, you said you warehouse right in California, then everything comes out of the West Coast.
Everything's coming out of the West Coast right now. By the end of October, we will have a 3PL somewhere in the Eastern time zone. So if you're on the East Coast, your bikes are not shipping from LA, they'll ship from maybe Charlotte or someplace like that.
Well, right there, I mean, like that's a testament to the company investing to better serve the retailer network. So that's really fantastic to hear.
Yeah, not only is it we're investing that way to make sure that, you know, shipping times are reduced and shipping costs, most importantly, are reduced, But for instance, our building in Pomona, the company signed a 5-year lease on that. So just that commitment right there, this company is here for the long haul. We're going to continue making reliable products. We might expand in other parts of the country, but we're not going anywhere.
I love that. And as you bring on sales representatives, are you being selective? Like, what is your, you know, some brands really look to work with retailers to do like brand events at their stores. Like, what is your focus for 2023 or when you're making these connections with these new representatives? What's important qualities that you're looking for?
I just look for a track record of that they've been in the industry a while, that they have a track record of success, that they've repped other brands, that their current brands that they're repping has synergy with what we're trying to do. Reps in our industry are generally 1099, so we can't tell them they have to be this place or that place or whatever. But we can incentivize that, hey, yeah, this dealer is a really important dealer in your region. And so if they have a demo event on a Saturday, we're going to incentivize you to support that. So you're going to want to be there.
I forgot to make people do stuff. Not Robert.
Well, I mean, I've been a 1099 rep. You only get out of it what you put into it. You got to hustle. And so you got to reward the hustle too. So we do that. We incentivize our reps really well. So again, if you need an e-bike line, an e-scooter line, give us a call.
I love that. You talked briefly about the bike share aspect, your rich history there. Do you anticipate any of this coming over into the US? Like, I know we have a lot of bike share, you know, organizations across the US. Is this something that you're going to try to get into here or already are? And I just I'm not aware of it.
We already are, but not to the scale that we are in Europe and Asia. But to that end, the company is committed. They attended Micromobility America up in Berkeley a few weeks ago. And some nice meetings came out of that show as well. So absolutely, we're not going away from our heritage at all.
It must be such a, I'm like so stoked for you. It must be just so amazing to be working with a company that is really dedicated to growing and has the rich history. And I mean, you're really at the driver's seat to set up a fantastic retailer network across the US. That has to really keep you pumped, huh?
It does. And what also, having been a part of quote unquote startups before, this company is very well capitalized. So again, like I said earlier, they're doing things the right way. That's the best part of it.
It was great to have you and the team at the Big Gear Show. So you weren't only at the show, you joined us for our special retailer events. You met several of our P2 members. It was so great to have your whole team there. And it really was, you know, just fabulous for our members to meet everyone on a first case basis. So Robert, I'm sure there's going to be so many listeners who are like, all right, I got to get a hold of Robert, or what's the best way to contact you? Will you share a preferred method?
Yeah, you can email me. It's very simple. It's rdennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, @okai.co.
Well, that's super easy. Robert, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure. It was a lot of fun, Heather.
Thank you for being awesome, actually. Those rides we took were fun. We got to plan that again off air. We'll connect on that.
Sounds great.
All right, listeners, another episode of Bicycle Retail Radio. This one really important to me, very special. As we keep expanding the e-bike category, it's important to know the brands that are available to you and connect with the brands that are really working to support the retailers. So definitely reach out to Robert. Learn more about Okai. It's the brand that maybe you haven't heard of, but you definitely should be aware of. This podcast is designed specifically for the bicycle industry. We're dedicated to strengthening our retailers and cycling community. If it's your first episode, go through our past episodes. Take a listen. There's going to be something there that will be relevant, some insight that you can use in your role within the industry. Thank you to Rochelle Scouten, MBDA Development Director, for the editing and promotional graphics with today's episode. Thank you for showing up and listening. Thank you for your hard work. We appreciate your support. And hope we see you back here soon.
This has been Bicycle Retail Radio by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. For more information on membership and member benefits, join us at nbda.com.